The 114th Congress convened this week, and as you may have heard, there's a new majority in the other Washington. Republicans now control both houses of Congress. Before the political shift, Washington Democratic Senator Patty Murray had a lot of power. How will the change in party control affect our congressional delegation? Well, it won't. That's according to Kathy Allen, president and CEO of the Connections Group. In part, that's because there's another Washington woman with a lot of congressional power. She's Republican Kathy McMorris Rogers, and she represents Washington's 5th Congressional District.
She's the woman who stands behind Boehner every time you see her in a picture. The fact is, this woman has clout. She's on the inside. And for those of us in a traditionally blue-leaning state, particularly those of us on the bluest part of the state, the fact is what we turn around and see is, oh, who is that person again? Who is that woman? We know that Kathy McMorris Rogers is somebody that is in the loop. She's in the know. She's in the power.
She's, as I understand it, the 4th most powerful Republican. Am I right about that? Well, so that's individually great for her career, just like it was great for Patty Murray's career. What does something like that mean for the constituency, for those of us, you know, knobs here in the state?
You know, that when it comes to wanting to get on the Republican agenda, to want to get budgeting factors, everything from roads to major education kinds of things. The fact is, if you know anybody from McMorris Rogers' office, you have a good chance of being able to actually get your projects on the list. Nothing is more important than that. If you're not on the list, you don't get at it. You don't get at it. Same thing's true in terms of when you take a look at even Jamie Herrera. I got to tell you that in most cases, our congresswoman from Southwest Washington.
The 3rd district representative.
Yes, our 3rd district where I started here in Washington State along 24 years ago. She was, first of all, named one of the stars of her class. And we tend to forget her, too. But she has gone through this, obviously trying to go through a lot of personal problems in her own family with the new baby and everything. The fact is that she's on her way to being powerful as well.
Another senior Republican is just across the lake, 8th District Representative Dave Reichert, who's now moved up in seniority among our state. So he's representing East King County, I think, all the way to Wenatchee over the Snoqualmie Pass. How influential is Dave Reichert at this point?
You can talk about him being influential in terms of here, as in Washington State, where he has one of the highest name recognitions every place in the state, like over 60%, as well as in Washington, D.C. I'm sure it's not lost on anyone that this has been a year when public safety has been at the top of the list of those things we talk about. Well, who do you suppose they talk to in D.C. when it comes to this? And the fact that he's now become our money bags, what's happened is that Congressman Reichert is now there as the chair of the Revenue Committee. And I have to say that that's not a small place to be when you're looking for dollars.
I'm talking with political consultant Kathy Allen. She's president and CEO of the Connections Group. And Kathy, a bit ago, you mentioned that we are a bluer state than many. Right now, Congress is red. So despite these people that we've just singled out, doesn't that mean that we are sort of in a weaker position?
I don't think so, only because Washington State comes with its own cachet. We have always come with our planes, and we've always had our coffee, and we've had our Microsoft. We have corporate giants, and we also have that pivotal position of being right on the coast here, part of the export market, all of the stuff that's happening right now in terms of leaving the recession behind. The fact is we're in a pivotal place when it comes to the import-export dynamics and natural resources. And so from that natural resources point of view, that's a good one, too.
So we just, by the very state of who we are powerful, is what you're saying.
Well, let me just say, Marcy, we refuse to be quiet.
Our reporter Liz Jones spoke to Representative Reichert after the last election. The Republicans had won the House and Senate, and he told Liz he doesn't believe a Republican majority in Congress will affect our clout because He says the delegation, Democrats and Republicans, have worked well together. Do you agree?
I think that they've worked better than the average, which is to say zilch. The fact is that we don't have good examples of both sides of the fence working well together anywhere. But I think Washington State, because of Patty Murray, among other things, I think has ended up being in a pivotal place. Also did want to mention that, you know, we do have sort of a second cousin woman that is instrumental in the action for Washington State, and that is Senator Lisa Murkowski from Alaska, has always taken personal interest in Washington State, raises a fair amount of money from here every time she's up for election.
She's a Republican.
She's a Republican, but she also is somebody who understands the dynamics of what it's like to be working collaboratively, Washington and Alaska.
Now, Lisa Murkowski, obviously a woman from Alaska. We didn't mention the other female senator, which is Maria Cantwell.
Sure.
We are. So are you telling me that we're represented by three senators, in essence?
I'm saying maybe even four at some point. The fact is we've always had a good relationship going back to the stormy days of Magnuson and Jackson and so on. And Stevens and the rest of them, these senators. But the fact is, I think we stand a better chance because of the energy, fishing, and other issues. We have stood a good chance at being able to work collaboratively regardless. And I have to say that with Lisa Murkowski becoming the chair of the Senate Energy Committee, not a bad place to have somebody that's going to actually answer your phone calls when it comes to the issues that face Washington State.
What does that say for Maria Cantwell and Patty Murray? Both their clout and their ability to get legislation at least looked at.
It's unknown now, although I do know that the personal relations they both have built on both sides of the fence. I mean, the fact is Maria Cantwell has made a history of adopting everyone from like John McCain to she's been really good at picking out some of the Republican senator men and actually working collaboratively with them. Again, these women know the politics of collaboration. It's how they started in our own state legislature. They understand collaboration. And so from that perspective, they're strong enough. They both have the history now of having worked in energy and actually Maria as well as in communications and the digital revolution. She's got the experience that people are going to want. I know that people say, you know, if you want to know what Spotify is or you want to know what Pandora is, what you do is you go call Maria. Maria's people, they all know. And I think that that's one of the reasons that you take a look at how do we build bridges at this time of no return.
That's Kathy Allen, local political consultant, president of the Connections Group. The 114th Congress is underway in Washington, D.C.